You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, guys, here we are. Our last break of the day on this Wednesday. Am I right?
Yeah, girl, it's hump day. Sometime.
Wow, this day is moving fast. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This week is moving fast. Yeah. All right, hump day.
Well, Steve, you know what? I have some closing remarks. I was thinking about, and I'm sure a lot of people can relate to this right here. As late in my life as it is, and I'm just saying that because I'm 68, I'm not too old to learn this lesson. I think if you keep living and you live open and you live with a lot of effort, you're constantly learning something. The only thing I think I've mastered in life is manhood. I've mastered that. I don't really know nothing that you can tell me about manhood. I really don't. And that's not being vain or arrogant, but a lot of men can relate to what I'm saying. I know what it is to be a man. I done put the crown on. I done wore it. I'm wearing it. I perform my duties in it. So there's nothing there. But what I have learned more and more and more is about this relationship with God. And I'm telling you, y'all, if you don't have a solid relationship with God, just go get it. Just go get it. And it's not hard. All you have to do is ask. Ask him to be closer. Ask him to guide you, order your steps. Ask him to be a very present help. And when you do that, all you have to do is just be grateful. Just be grateful for what he's done for you. Man, that's the beginning of a great relationship. You know, if you would just show appreciation for all he's done for you, and that list is immense. If you spend all day thanking him for everything he's done for you, you run out of time. You gotta quit your job. You really would, man. That's a key component to this relationship. It's gratitude. But I'm gonna tell you, man, having a relationship with God, it clears up a lot of things. Because sometimes once you get really close to him, he reveals to you things. He shows you why you're going through something. Sometimes he'll do it right even in the middle of it. Sometimes he reveals to you what it was after it's over. You don't know. There's no certain way. But the lessons you learn in life are necessary. Every time you have a trial or a tribulation, y'all, that ain't karma. That ain't God getting back at you. That's God preparing you for something you asked for. I can't tell you how many times I look back on setbacks in my life and I didn't understand why I had them, but now I do. I think I told y'all the other day, man, I was so heartbroken over this job I didn't get at Allstate Insurance one time. I was heartbroken about it. 27 years old. The twins was 2 years old. I didn't have no money. I was just on straight struggle, man. And when I got turned down in the fourth and final interview because a man told me, you just seem like you show a lack of stability. You've moved four times in the last 6 years, and that just represent instability. And I left there, tears running down my face when I got up on that off ramp going back home and I saw that Allstate sign. And man, had I taken that job, I probably never would have got into comedy because I'd have been so busy selling insurance and making quotas and trying to be the best insurance man, I would have missed the mark. I thought about all the times that I was homeless. What was it for? Man, it's so many things it taught me, but a level of appreciation for what I have is certainly one of them. Because I constantly remember what it felt like not to have. That's why when I talk to somebody that's homeless, man, I get emotional listening to them because I know exactly how you feel. I don't know if you've ever felt the sensation of not being able to say, I'm going home. You done had a rough day and you just get to say, I'm going home. And I don't care what your home is. The fact that you can turn the key and close the door and shut that world out for a minute, it gives you a moment of restoration. Well, that's gone when you're homeless. I think of all the things I've gone through and what it has done for me. I think about in college. I think about pledging. I think about how it was back then, but what it taught me. The reason I am as strong as I am today, because I've been pressed. I've been pressed my entire life. I've been challenged my entire life. I've been up against it my entire life. Somebody told me the other day, and it kind of irritated me. I overheard him talking about me. Well, the only reason he able to do that now is because he got money. Wait a minute, man. What? What you mean? The only reason he able to do that now is because he got money. How I get the money? Do you know what I did? Do you know what I had to do? You know what I had to endure? You know how to overcome? You know what I had to go through to get to where I am today? Man, miss me with that old luck thing you talking. You can miss me with all that. He just got that because he got money. I wish it was that simple. I wish it was just because somebody gave me some money. How about you? Don't you wish somebody would just give you some money? Well, let me tell you something. That ain't how it go. I thank God for all the hardships because it made me who I am today. When you are struggling, when you are caught up in the middle of it, remember, everything you're going through is God preparing you for what you asked for. You need these tests and you need to pass the test because when you get where God got for you, you'll be able to hold. Ain't no elevator to the top. I tell you right now, if you catch elevator to the top, something going to happen up there that's going to require you to know the steps. And if you don't have them, you got to go back down and get them. Y'all have a great day today. Talk to God today. He'd absolutely love to hear from you. Peace.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.